listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to ask you a serious question. Do you ever feel like God has let you down? Now, to deal with this question, I want to read to you from John chapter 4. I'm going to begin in the middle of verse 46 and continue through verse 48. John chapter 4, starting at verse 46, where we read, "And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, 'Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe.'" Sometimes a crisis draws a person closer to God. Other times, it makes one feel that God has let them down. Many years ago, a reporter was a hostage in Lebanon for many years. When he was finally released, he said, "I prayed so many times and prayed so hard, and nothing happened. After thinking about it deeply, I'm not so sure there is a God." That man felt that God had let him down. Now, almost everyone, no matter what the depth of their relationship with God is, has felt disappointed by him. We've prayed a prayer, wished a wish, or projected a need towards God that was not met in the way we had hoped. How should we react in times when we feel God has let us down? John chapter 4 gives us some guidance. This man came to Jesus saying his son was dying. He begged Jesus to come some 20 miles to his home and help. At first, Jesus seemed put off by his request, saying that people often won't believe unless they see something miraculous. The man had probably hoped that Jesus would say, "Of course I'll come and help your son." But the man would not stop, even though Jesus didn't say what he wanted him to say. Jesus didn't do what the man wanted him to do. The man figured that Jesus had to be with his son to heal him. So he was disappointed when Jesus wouldn't come. Instead, Jesus told the man to go home because his son had been healed from a distance. The man had reason to believe that Jesus had let him down. Jesus didn't say what the man wanted him to say, and Jesus didn't do what the man wanted him to do. Yet when Jesus told the man that his son was healed, he believed him. When he came home, he saw his son was completely better from the exact time that Jesus said that he was healed. Jesus did not let him down. His son was healed. The man had a plan for Jesus, but Jesus didn't do what the man expected him to do. Now, we often set up our own expectations of how God should work. If you feel God has let you down, maybe you feel that way because God didn't follow your plan. The nobleman heard what Jesus wanted to say to him. He took Jesus at his word, and he didn't let his own idea of how God should work get in the way of what God wanted to do. It's good to see that God will never disappoint us.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.